The National Transportation Safety Board says a systemic failure led to the collapse of the Skagit River Bridge last May. A section of that bridge fell into the water after a truck carrying a tall load hit the top of the bridge. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators determined that the company responsible for obtaining a permit for the oversized load failed to adequately survey the route. Making that information more accessible to freight haulers was one of the agency's 18 recommendations to the state. The State Department of Transportation says it's already working to make that information more user-friendly on its website. WashDOT's Lars Erickson says the department is also working to implement all of the NTSB's recommendations, but it's no easy task. Erickson says the state issues 136,000 overweight and oversized permits a year.
There's going to be some challenges for us because that's a big, it's a lot of permits that are going out there. And to have the oversight that they're recommending is going to be something that we have to really have work closely with our partners in the freight industry and the legislature to ensure that we're doing what we need to do to ensure those safe conditions.
The NTSB also said part of the problem was the driver of the pilot car. That's the car that travels in front of the oversized load. Investigators say the pilot car driver was on the phone using a hands-free device at the time of the collapse. She could have been distracted. The NTSB recommended that the state ban non-essential cell phone use by pilot car drivers. They also suggested that the state put signs on more bridges to alert drivers to low clearance height. Two vehicles fell into the river after the collapse. No one was injured seriously. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.